piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent, and we're the Food Guys.
We talked about peanuts in a recent show and said that we would get back to peanut butter because peanut butter is a topic all in its own right.
Everybody loves peanut butter. I was introduced to it, John, really fairly late in my life. I think I was 11. Growing up in Shanghai, we didn't have peanut butter. But when we came to the States, my mother was trying to figure out, well, what can I feed kids and all of that? And she would buy jars of peanut butter. And I've always loved peanuts. Mm-hmm. And so peanut butter was strange to me, but I just love the roastiness of it.
Well, it has a very, very long history, and we like to remark on new world products that made a huge impact on the rest of the world.
It's
peanut butter is
product.
One of those. They can actually date it back to origins of peanut butter among the Aztecs. That's pretty ancient, but it existed even before that, cultivated peanuts, at least in the Bolivian Andes.
That was a surprise to me.
Peanut paste, or peanut butter, as we call it, really wasn't commercially a product that people used much until late in the 19th century. And we can date it to a Canadian by the name of Marcellus Gilmore Edson of Montreal. He had a patent on peanut butter as early as 1884. Peanut flour already existed. What he did was he mixed this product with oils, and curiously enough, he made the fatal error, in my estimation, of adding sugar to kind of stiffen it.
But peanut butter does not need sugar.
No.
But it became a staple of the major commercial brands. Always had sugar in with your peanut butter, which I really do not like.
But it exists.
It exists, yes.
Yes, it does. Basically, they make peanut butter not out of peanut flour, as he did, but out of grinding up peanuts. You have to add a little bit of peanut oil, hopefully, rather than some other kind of oil. That has presented one of the significant problems. Various people like John Harvey Kellogg and others championed peanuts, peanut butter, because people had a lot of dental problems in the 19th century, in the early 20th century particularly. And it was a very nutritious food that people with bad teeth could eat.
That's true. You can even make peanut soup.
At any rate, it caught on. People loved it very much. Many different kinds of peanut butter making machines were developed. Now this brings us to peanut butter itself. There's a question of crunchy versus smooth.
Yes.
There are advantages in crunchy.
It's true, because you're getting not only the smooth peanut butter from the entirely, thoroughly ground-up peanuts, but then the crunchy ones will have the intact fiber, those little particles.
Basically, what I'm suggesting is that we make our own peanut butter.
And it is so easy.
I had no idea until, in fact, you did it.
I was at home one day, and I wanted peanut butter. And I looked in the cupboard, and I looked in the refrigerator, and there wasn't any. But I had a can of roasted peanuts. So I just put about a cup of the peanuts into my food processor, maybe a couple of cups. The peanuts were lightly salted, which was fine. I let it run for probably 2 to 3 minutes. I stopped it every now and then as the peanuts got more and more finely ground and then started to come together as a very thick paste. And then after about 3 minutes or so, there were little chunks left in a smooth matrix. I didn't add any oil. If I added oil, it would have been less thick. It would have been a bit smoother, but I just was so anxious to get it on a piece of bread that I just used it as is. If I had added just 1 tablespoon of oil, it would become really nice and spreadable and very easy to use.
That's right. The oil that you should add is peanut oil.
Peanut oil.
It's simplicity itself. I did as you did. I put a cup of Spanish peanuts in the mix. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a little crumbly and thick and somewhat flaky, and I started to add a little bit of peanut oil, about a tablespoon. It came out just perfect.
It's wonderful.
And I decanted it into a little jar, put it in the refrigerator, and lo and behold, it keeps literally forever.
Yes,
as far
I keep
as
it in
I
the
can
fridge.
Tell. My advice, frankly, folks, is don't buy peanut butter anymore.
Make it.
Just make it. One of the reasons I'm suggesting this is because many of the peanut butters that we buy commercially are now using palm oil for the emulsion process.
Uh-huh.
In the same way that we used peanut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Palm oil is much cheaper, but it is not a good substitute.
No, there's some health concerns.
There are some real health concerns. In fact, we'll have a later show about palm oil generally and the impact on the environment.
Yes.
Bear that in mind. You can make it yourself at home, and it should just be part of your ordinary dithering around in the kitchen. You know, at some point, oh, I better make a little peanut butter. And with that in mind, we advise you to come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da